Starting in the middle. Winterhawk fig, written and read by 42 Do Not Panic. This fig is rated explicit. Summary. When Clint stumbled into the coffee shop a few days before Christmas, he wasn't expecting to take a cute barista home, and he really wasn't expecting them to stay, even once they got to see the full chaos that was his life.
Lucky, come on! I don't have the nerve to deal with your stubbornness today!
Clint pushed the door to the coffee shop open. Lucky was, for some inexplicable reason, determined to continue walking out in the slush and rain instead of going into the warm and cozy-looking coffee shop for some well-needed caffeine.
You hate rain! Come, I'll even buy you your stupid cup of whipped cream!
Clint was all but whining at that point. He was trying to balance his backpack, bouquets, and bags of Christmas shopping with one hand and pull Lucky into the store with the other.
Fine, wait outside for all I care,
he decided, stepping all the way out of the store and threatening to tie Lucky to the hook on the wall. It wasn't a real threat, but the dog didn't know that. Whining quietly, Lucky stopped resisting, instead now pulling Clint towards the door.
Finally, Clint muttered, elbowing the door open again and now finally making his way into the cafe.
All this would take half as long if you weren't so... He trailed off, dropping his bags on the floor next to a free table with a low groan. He loosely clipped Lucky's leash around the table, then stretched his aching back and shoulders as he sat down on the bench by the wall.
Fucking hate winter,
he told no one in particular as he leaned against the padded wall behind him and closed his eyes against the beginning headache. Clint enjoyed the silence for a moment before he realized it was too quiet.
Oh, fuck's sake!
He breathed, taking one of his hearing aids out and checking the battery indicator. It was dead, and he had forgotten to pack a new set of spares. Again. Groaned tiredly, Clint took the second one out before dropping his head on the table in defeat. A moment later, someone lightly tapped his shoulder.
Sorry, I'm gonna order...
Clint started, but as he looked up, he noticed the person had set a mug with a giant whipped cream topping on the table in front of him.
I didn't...
He stammered, looking up at the barista. They were smiling gently, but not in a fake customer service way. It was an honest, sympathetic smile. The person it belonged to had long, dark brown hair that was pulled back in a simple bun, a few days' worth of stubble and piercing blue eyes. They were wearing a Christmas version of a standard barista uniform, but somehow everything except a few pride prints on their aprons seemed slightly out of place on them. Clint tilted his head, frowning confusedly. The barista, Bucky, if their name tag was correct, chuckled, pushed a cup a little closer, and started signing one-handed. Thought you could use a little pick-me-up. It's a salted caramel toffee latte on the house. Clint raised an eyebrow and looked between the cup and the server for a moment before answering.
That's not very Christmassy.
The other chuckled again. Didn't think you'd be interested in that. Also, it's my favorite thing that you can make here. Always makes me feel better on a day when everything goes wrong.
Why?
Clint simply asked. He didn't really expect an answer, but he couldn't think of anything better to say either.
Wait, it makes me feel good?
Bucky smirked. They knew full well that that wasn't what Clint wanted to know. I think it's because caramel is cozy and warm, but the salt still makes it interesting. They waited a second before answering the actual question. And I brought it because you seem like everything that can go wrong is going wrong today. The shopping, Lucky. They nodded to the golden, who had gotten comfortable on top of Clint's feet, leaving a little puddle dripping from his fur right into Clint's sneakers. The battery, the weather. It was bad enough when it snowed. Now everything is wet and muddy on top of the damn cold.
Not a fan of winter either, Clint guessed.
Not particularly. It's complicated. Bucky shrugged with one shoulder, and Clint finally realized why he was barely using a second hand. It was a prosthetic. I can understand why people like the snow, but winter as a whole is just shit. He picked up the cup and took a sip.
Damn, this is good, he observed surprisedly.
It's my favorite for a reason. The barista signed, winking and smiling again. If you need anything else, I'll be around for a little while, and the blonde guy who has the late shift knows some ASL as well.
Well, I promised Lucky one of those ridiculous puppy things,
Clint remembered when Lucky turned on his feet to make sure even the last dry bit of his socks would be soaked in muddy water. One pup cup, coming right up,
Bucky chuckled, giving Clint a moment to add something else before he turned and went back to work. By the time Bucky was back with a cup of whipped cream, Clint had already drained half his coffee and resorted back to lying his head on the cool tabletop. Once again, they gently tapped his shoulder after setting the cup down. "Are you sure you're okay?" they signed once Clint's head snapped back up.
"This isn't a very good first impression," he muttered before signing. "I promise I'm not usually such a mess, but I've been on my feet all week. The shops are all crazy busy because of the holidays, the kids at work are somehow worse, and this morning my coffee maker broke and I barely had a fill of brain juice until now."
"What now?" Bucky chuckled at the unfamiliar sign. "Brain juice," Clint said it out loud, repeating the sign. "A colleague at work came up with it. She says it's the perfect name because I may as well not have a brain without coffee." He cut himself off, blushing violently when he noticed that he had just told all of that to a stranger. "I'm going to stop talking now. Maybe take some ibuprofen." The next thing Bucky signed was the last thing Clint would have ever expected, least of all after the kind of entrance he had made into someone's life. "So you're too busy for me to take you out sometime then?" Bucky signed, smiling swarthily. Then they blinked, seemingly just as surprised about what they had just said for a second before the confidence came back, just a tad more fake-looking. Clint said intelligently. "I have honestly no idea where that just came from," Bucky admitted it, but Clint interrupted them with a raised hand and a smile. "I still need to make some stuff for a Christmas potluck tomorrow, but if you have no problem watching me work for a bit, how about I make us some dinner in the process?" Clint offered while biting his lip nervously. But Bucky just smiled. "That sounds lovely. How about we pick up something to drink on the way? I'm told I make good cocktails as well." They winked again, and if they kept doing that, Clint could already predict that the night would probably not end with dinner and drinks. "If they're even half as good as this," Clint signed, gesturing with his mug before taking the last sip. "I would offer you another one, but if I keep giving out free drinks just to woo a hot guy..." Bucky winked again, and Clint started to suspect that they knew exactly what that did to him. "Make me another. I'll pay for both, and you woo me anyway," Clint smirked, finally handing Lucky his treat without looking at the mess the golden retriever was making all over both himself and Clint. "I'll throw in an extra espresso. I don't think you're safe to be around kitchen equipment otherwise." Bucky signed, chuckling and turning back to the bar again. When they came back a few minutes later, they had let their hair down, changed out of their uniform into a black oversized hoodie and winter jacket, and were carrying a paper tray with two to-go cups and a small over-the-shoulder bag. They smiled, tilting their heads slightly, and nodded towards the door. "Sorry, it must be incredibly annoying to..." Clint apologized while getting up and taking the tray, but Bucky just shook their head. Once they had their hand back, they signed with that charming smile. "I was in an accident when I was in high school. List," they gestured with the prosthetic that was barely peeking out of their left sleeve. "Is no replacement, but very useful. I get by pretty well, and when I do need help, I know how to ask, okay?" They were still smiling, but Clint could see a hint of something in their expression, even if he couldn't read just what it meant. "Okay." Clint nodded. "I keep forgetting to bring replacement batteries, but even with the aids, my hearing isn't the best, so..." He trailed off, not daring to look Bucky in the eye. "So we'll need a little bit of extra patience, and I hope your name can be signed with one hand." They all but snickered, leaning down to scratch Lucky behind the ears. It was only then that Clint realized he had told Bucky neither his name nor his sign name. "How are you still considering going out with me? I'm a mess today, even for my standards," he muttered, putting the tray down. "I'm Clint. Clint Barton," he signed, fingerspelling it first and then adding his name sign. "Bucky Barnes." Bucky smiled back. "I don't have a sign name yet." "We're kind of doing everything out of order, aren't we?" Clint asked as he pulled his jacket back on and started gathering his bags. "A little." Bucky winked again, then held out his left hand. "Give me some of that. It was painful enough watching you try to wrangle all of that in here earlier." "You sure?" Clint asked, hesitantly looking between the bags and Bucky for a moment. "We're going to your place, right?" Bucky asked, and when Clint nodded sheepishly, they continued. "May as well help you carry your stuff then," they decided, holding the hand out more insistently. "Come, I'm not fragile." "No,"
Clint exclaimed, judging by the looks he could feel on him, a little too loud for the cafe. I mean, that's not what I thought. I just... He sighed, handing Bucky his bow case and properly shouldering his backpack himself. I don't know. I don't know what I'm thinking, but I promise you, it's not that you can't handle it. Bucky nodded again. To his relief, they believed Clint. Sorry, I'm just... I'm used to people not taking me for full once they find out. And, I mean, it's not really something I can hide at work. If it helps, I didn't notice it at first, Clint chuckled. Though that's probably more a sign of how much I miss sometimes. He had finally gathered all his belongings, but now he was entirely loaded in bags again and still had to unclip Lucky and convince him to get up and back out in the cold. Futs. Clint muttered, but before he could try to find a solution, Bucky was already taking the golden and somehow even convinced him to follow them to the door. What did you tell him? Clint squinted at Bucky. Are you a dog whisperer? Bucky laughed, and Clint thought that expression was even prettier than that magical winking. Maybe I'll let you in on my secrets tomorrow, the signed, adding that wink and watching Clint melt. Yeah, they definitely knew what that did to him. Come, let's get out of here. I was promised dinner. It's 3 p.m, Clint observed as Bucky held the door open for him, and all three of them walked out into the cold, wet December air. More time to get to know you then, they grinned. It doesn't get much less disastrous than it already is, Clint warned, but Bucky just kept smiling fondly and took his coffee from the tray that Clint was somehow balancing between the shopping bags. They made their way through Brooklyn to Clint's apartment. To his embarrassment, it was even more chaotic than he remembered. Futs. He muttered as he unlocked the door and caught the first glimpse of pizza cartons, dirty laundry, and the mess he had made earlier trying to fix the coffee maker. This is not going to help me make a good impression, he admitted as he let Bucky in. Just give me, like, 5 minutes to find batteries and clean up here a little. Hey. Bucky chuckled, unclipping Lucky's leash once the door was closed and putting the bow case in a shopping bag they had taken of Clint on the way on the closest clear surface. They rested their hand on Clint's shoulders when he had unloaded his bags on the floor by the door. How about you tell me what you like to drink and I go down to the store and get everything I need to make that, and when I'm back, that counts as the first impression. Why are you even still here? Clint asked, feeling like he was about to cry again. Everyone else would have run 8 times over already. You're cute, Bucky stated with a one-sided shrug, as if that was reason enough to put up with the absolute chaos that was Clint Barton. But they dropped their facade a little and tilted their head a little to study Clint. I don't know, they admitted. You make me feel safe, somehow. They smiled wearily. Like you'd understand that sometimes there are days when everything is too much and I need extra support, and then there are days when everything is fine and I don't need it. They shrugged again and blushed, not looking at Clint for a moment. I do, he said it quietly. I do understand that. Sorry, we just met, and... Bucky signed, clearly not knowing what exactly they wanted to say, so Clint lightly rested his hand on their arm to stop them. I think we both kind of started this from the wrong end, he offered with a smile, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that, too. They smiled back, but didn't pull their facade back up just yet. Let's just start in the middle and see where we can go from here. Clint nodded and tilted his head, thinking about Bucky's earlier question. I don't think I have a favorite cocktail, he decided. I do like rum, and sweet, but not super fruity. Sweet, but not fruity. Bucky repeated it, and Clint was mostly sure they had said it out loud as well. Yeah, I think I know something you like. They smiled, watching Clint for a second longer. I'll be back in a few minutes. Clint felt a little like a lovesick teenager when he closed the door behind Bucky, and judging by the look Lucky gave him, the dog thought the same thing. Okay, batteries, Clint told him, running a hand through his hair, trying to remember where he put the fresh pack. It took almost 15 minutes until Bucky came back. After about half the time, Clint started to panic that they had ditched him, but he soon found their bag on the table next to his bowcase and relaxed again. When the light over the door flashed, indicating Bucky was ringing the doorbell, Clint hadn't really managed to make the apartment look less chaotic,
but yet stuck the pizza cartons in the one corner of the kitchen, hid all the dirty clothes in the corner of the bathroom, and put all the pieces of the coffee maker he could find into a box so he could deal with it later. "Hi," he said when he opened the door for Bucky. "I can hear you now." He gestured to his purple BTEs and blushed a little. Bucky's voice was, like everything, distorted and overlaid with a General Electric static, but that didn't entirely stop it from sounding nice and warm when they spoke. "Hi. I brought rum and stuff to mix it with. And I don't know if you have ice, so I brought some of that too." "Good idea. I don't think I have any left. I think I used the last when I got into that fight." He cut himself off, not actually wanting to share that story with his date, if he could even call Bucky that. But, of course, they jumped onto it. "Fight?" they asked, raising an eyebrow. "I think I'd rather not tell," Clint blushed, leading Bucky into the kitchen and getting two glasses from the cupboard. "It doesn't make me look very good." Bucky chuckled and winked that magic wink again. "Then how about you tell me what you need to make for that potluck instead?" "Yeah, right." Clint remembered that he was supposed to make food for that, the entire reason he had carried bags of shopping through half of Brooklyn. He spun around the kitchen, looking for the note that he had made before leaving the house. When he found it, he told Bucky, "So, I'm making cheesy scallop potatoes in the crock pot, and I promise to make a cake." He sat at the note for a moment. "Why did I promise to make a cake?" he muttered, only realizing he had said it out loud when Bucky came closer and plucked the note from his hand. They put the note on the counter without looking and slowly stepped closer to Clint, resting their hands on his hips. "How about you start with one thing and worry about the other later?" Bucky lightly pulled at Clint, tilting their head a little with a shy smile on their lips. Clint followed the implied invitation and closed the space between them, resting his own arms around Bucky's waist. "I still don't know why you came back," he admitted it, looking down at the smaller person. "I don't know either," Bucky admitted, "and I don't know why I just randomly asked a hot guy out at work." They smiled fondly, hesitatingly cupping Clint's face. "But I'm glad I did. You're cute and beautiful and chaotic and funny and sweet, and I'm glad you just let me stumble face first into your life." Bucky chuckled and blushed a little. "Now, let me make you a cocktail, and then you'll show the cake who's boss." "Can I kiss you?" Clint breathed, lightly tipping Bucky's head up when they had finished speaking. "Yes, please." They breathed back, too quiet for Clint to actually hear it, but their reaction, the way they pushed up on their toes, crossing the height difference and leaning in, was answer enough. Clint ran a hand through their hair, feeling the short hair of their undercut at the back of their head and the longer hair falling over it. He locked their lips, hesitant at first, but the kiss was good, a little shy and too cold because Bucky hadn't fully warmed up from being outside yet. Clint pulled them even closer, even as they parted. "I'm really glad I came back," Bucky chuckled, studying Clint's face before another quick kiss. "Wouldn't want to miss this." "What are you doing tonight?" Clint asked without thinking about it. But before he even had time to worry about it, Bucky answered, seemingly just as impulsive and mindless. "I was hoping you." Clint's answer got caught in his throat, and he had to push Bucky away so he wouldn't cough in their face while trying to catch his breath again. "You can't just say something like that," he squeaked out as soon as he could. "You'll kill me before you even make it that far." "I'm sorry," Bucky laughed, clapping Clint's back a few times to help him clear his chest. After a moment, Clint tried to glare at Bucky, but instead he fell for their sweet smile immediately again. Bucky pulled him close again, stealing a kiss before Clint could protest. "I know you want that just as much as I do." "If you keep smiling at me like that, I'll attack you right here," Clint threatened, prompting Bucky to kiss him again, this time opening their mouth slightly to draw him in. "As tempting as that is, I won't be the reason you are not bringing cake to that potluck." Bucky pulled away again, running a hand through Clint's short blonde hair. "And I was promised dinner, and you were promised cocktails." "I should really stop making promises," Clint sighed, looking at Bucky longingly for a moment. "Fine, I'll make the food, you make the cocktails, look pretty on my couch, and tell me a little about yourself." Bucky smiled, brushing a quick kiss on Clint's neck before fully letting go of him. "Deal, and after, I'll take you properly on the bed." They nudged Clint out of the way of the counter where they had left the ingredients for the drinks and got to work, leaving him to sputter behind them. "You're actually going to kill me!"
Clint informed them, looking over their shoulder for a moment until Bucky pushed him away with one elbow. "Shoo, go cut potatoes or something." They laughed, looking over their shoulder at Clint's grumpy expression. "If you weren't so damn pretty," Clint muttered, mock threateningly, unpacking the last groceries and sorting them into piles. "Believe me, I have other qualities too," Bucky smirked, handing Clint a glass filled with brown, almost golden liquid, a few ice cubes, and a straw. "Just wait until you try your way through my entire repertoire of drinks. I admit that I'm a shit cook, but I can make you almost every drink on the surface of the planet if you give me a little time." Once Bucky had picked up his own glass, they touched the rims of them together and Clint took a sip. Just like the coffee earlier, he was surprised by just how well Bucky had met his taste. It was sweet with a good dark rum, a little brown sugar, and some bitterness from ginger ale. "This is worth having to cook for," Clint decided. "I mean, I'm okay with that anyway, but this is a good reward." Bucky smiled, leaning against the counter and watching Clint for a moment. "I have no idea what we're doing here, but I like it. It's chaotic." "I'm chaotic," Clint agreed, chuckling and blushing a little. "There aren't a lot of people who have made it this long as you have." "Stop being so hard on yourself," Bucky told him, stepping a little closer and resting their left hand on his side. "I've barely known you for an hour and a half, but this already feels like I belong. It's weird. I don't usually get comfortable with new people this quickly. But somehow," they blushed, "I like you. You give me a nice warm feeling in my stomach." Bucky chose that exact moment to decide he wasn't getting enough attention from his new friend and showed Clint and Bucky that by jumping up at them. "Yes, I like you too, Lucky," Bucky chuckled. "You're a good boy." They put his glass down, scratching Lucky behind one ear until he had calmed down again. Then they cupped Clint's face for a moment and looked into his eyes before they signed. "I want to get to know you, and I want to spend time with you." They blushed and didn't dare look at Clint as they laughed and added, "And I want to take you apart and put you back together." "I will take you right in my damn kitchen if you don't stop!" Clint shoved them back playfully, leaning over Bucky and pressing them against the counter to brush a trail of kisses along their neck. "I don't even care if Ned kills me when I don't bring cake. That's a good reason to die." Buckley simply overpowered Clint, turning them and pressing Clint against the counter instead. They pulled themselves up, locking their lips in a long, almost possessive kiss before they breathed, just loud enough that Clint could hear it. "If you do make the cake and she doesn't kill you, you can have me as many times as you want." Clint tried to growl, but it came out more as a whine, and he dropped his head back, involuntarily giving Bucky the opportunity to brush a kiss right at his throat. Clint hummed an appreciative noise and wrapped his arms around them. "You're mean." "I've been known to, yes." Bucky nodded, smiling brightly. "Is there anything I can help you with? I'm not particularly good at cutting butt cheese, but everything else?" "No, not really. I usually complain a lot about how much work cooking is, but I actually prefer doing it on my own." Clint shook his head a little, still resting his arms around Bucky's waist. "Your job can be to make sure Lucky doesn't try to get into the cheese," he added, and Bucky nodded. "Cuddle a cute dog and watch a hot guy cook? I can do that." They winked again. Then they stole another kiss before pulling away, taking their glass and nudging Lucky towards the couch. "Is he allowed on the couch?" Bucky asked before they let him jump on it. "He's not technically supposed to, but I think you're the first person who has ever managed to stop him from jumping on it." Clint blinked at them. Bucky chuckled and moved their leg away so Lucky could continue climbing onto the worn, dark red couch. They got comfortable with the dog, putting their drink down so they could pet Lucky with their good hand while Clint started getting everything ready to start cooking the potatoes. They made small talk for a while Clint was preparing and cutting the potatoes and cooking the cheesy sauce. A bit, Clint noticed Bucky was starting to shift uncomfortably and their expression changed from actually relaxed to forced. "Bucky?" Clint asked them after watching it for a few minutes. "Hmm?" Bucky tilted their head a little, clearly worried about what Clint was about to ask. "Are you okay?" Clint asked carefully. "You seem uncomfortable." "I'm fine, it's just..." They trailed off, shifting their left shoulder against their hand again. "It's fine." "You remember how, when we first met a few hours ago, we used ASL because my aides had died and the coffee shop would probably have been too loud for me to understand everything anyway?" Clint asked, adding a slightly teasing note to his tone while trying to keep his expression gentle. Bucky nodded and sighed. After a moment, they nodded again and answered. "I've been wearing my prosthetic all day for work. Usually I take it off after, at least for a while, to take a break, but..." I'm not going to judge you for your disability, Buck. Clint said it seriously, putting the spoon he had used to stir his sauce down. If you need to take it off, then do that. And if you don't want me to see you without it yet, then you're more than welcome to do it in the bathroom or my bedroom and just put your hoodie back on after. I won't ask any questions until you're ready. Bucky considered Clint for a moment, fidgeting with their straw as they answered. It's not that I don't want you to see it, but it's not pretty, and... They trailed off, and Clint turned down the stove so he could walk over to them without risking ruining the sauce. You're insecure about it, he observed, and Bucky nodded. Clint offered them a sympathetic smile and sat on the edge of his coffee table. I get that. I'm insecure about being deaf, too. It used to be even more, and we barely know each other. And you don't have to do anything you don't want to, but you shouldn't do something that makes you physically uncomfortable, either. Clint lightly rested his hand on Bucky's knee and scratched Lucky absentmindedly with the other. Bucky nodded again. Can I go take it off in your room, and we talk about it later? Sure, Clint smiled, getting up and luring Lucky away so they could get up. Just before Bucky closed the bedroom door behind themselves, he added, Buck? Yeah? Bucky's head popped back out of the door. You know we don't have to have sex just because I invited you, right? Clint asked hesitantly, but Bucky just nodded, and a little bit of that smirk was back in their smile. I know, but don't think I will let a little insecurity get in my way. I still want to make good on my promise. Clint smirked, almost melting when Bucky winked at him again and returned to his cooking while Bucky was in his bedroom. By the time they came back into the living room, Clint had already prepared the crockpot and set it aside, so he only had to turn it on the next morning. Better? He asked, smiling at Bucky as they joined him in the kitchen. A lot. Bucky got the ingredients for another cocktail from the fridge and started working on preparing it, almost as easily as the first one. It can be kind of painful when I wear it all day. Clint stood behind Bucky again, peering over their shoulder as they worked. The potatoes are ready to be cooked tomorrow, and the cake shouldn't take too long. It's not anything fancy, but everyone insists it's not the same if I just give someone the recipe and they make it. He wrapped his arm around Bucky's waist once they were finished cutting a lime. Any suggestions for dinner? Bucky hemmed for a moment, then just shrugged and leaned against Clint. I don't really care, as long as you're the dessert. They leaned their head back and brushed a kiss on his neck. I'm not complaining, Clint chuckled, but, and I mean this in the best possible way, this feels like we've been dating for years. He rested his head on Bucky's shoulder. Yeah, you're right. They chuckled as well. I like the starting in the middle thing. Bucky held his glass up, this time filled with clear, slightly sparkling liquid, limes, mint, and more brown sugar. Try this. Clint took a sip, tasting the sweetness of the sugar mixing with the sour lime juice, the mint, and the white rum. Also very good. He let go of Bucky and took the glass. How about I make some pasta with a simple vegetable sauce? He suggested. Sounds good. Bucky smiled. They cleaned up the rest of the cocktail ingredients and brushed a quick kiss on Clint's cheek before sitting on the couch with Lucky again. They continued their conversation where they had stopped earlier, both learning more about each other and exchanging easy jokes while Clint worked on the cake. And when he had put it in the oven and the whole apartment started slowly smelling chocolatey sweet and Christmassy, he joined them on the couch. This feels very domestic, Bucky mused. They were leaning against Clint and Lucky was lying mostly on their legs. Yeah. Clint agreed. This is definitely not how I expected today to end. He wrapped his arm, not currently holding his drink, around Bucky and rested his head against theirs. But I like this a lot more than a beer and a boring movie. It's nice. Bucky nodded, taking a sip of their own drink. I don't remember the last time I was this comfy. I don't remember the last time I got to cuddle such a hot guy. Clint replied, then paused and looked at Bucky. Is it okay if I call you a guy? It's not my favorite, but I'm okay with it. As long as you don't only use masculine descriptors and pronouns, you can't really go wrong. They-them is just always a safe choice. Bucky shrugged. Some days I feel more towards mask or femme, but most of the time I don't really care. I'm just neither. Okay, Clint said, leaning against them again. Still, I don't remember the last time I got to cuddle someone so damn hot. Bucky smiled, turning their head to brush a kiss against Clint's neck. You hungry yet? They asked, their breath cool against Clint's skin. Clint shook his head, then leaned it back a little to get Bucky to keep kissing him as he spoke. It's a bit early for dinner. We didn't really think this whole thing through. I'm not sure if either of us was thinking a lot in general, Bucky laughed. But if I'm not hungry and you're not hungry, then why do we have to wait until after dinner to have sex? You know, even if we have sex now, that doesn't stop us from having sex after dinner, Clint mused, brushing a kiss into Bucky's hair. I like the way you think, they said. Very efficient. Bedroom? Clint asked, getting up as soon as Bucky nodded and pushed himself off him. He reached out his hand, taking Bucky's and pulling them with him into the other room of the small apartment. He closed the door behind Bucky and pressed them against it. Can I undress you? Yeah, just... They started, but cut themselves off and pulled their hoodie off with one smooth movement. Clint watched their expression for a moment, then trailed his gaze over their bare neck and shoulders down to where their left arm ended just above the elbow on the other side, then over their chest and stomach and back up. Clint stepped closer again, resting a hand on Becky's hip and cupping their face with the other. If I'd known just how hot you are under that hoodie, I wouldn't have made it through the entire afternoon without taking it off. He looked down at Bucky and brushed a strand of hair from their face. You don't have to pretend, Bucky muttered. I'm not. Clint fondly shook his head and let go of Bucky to pull his own sweatshirt off. You're gorgeous, Bucky. Disability and a few scars. He chuckled. A little insecurity doesn't make you any less hot. Bucky blushed and chuckled over their own insecurity. After a second, they nodded and lightly ran their hand over Clint's chest and shoulders. Maybe I should get into archery, they mused teasingly. Don't get me started on it, Clint laughed. If I start talking about archery, I won't stop for the foreseeable future. Tell me about it over dinner, Bucky decided. Now there are more important things to do. Clint was about to complain and play the banter a little longer, but before he could bring the words out, Bucky turned them around, pushing Clint against the wall and licking their lips in a long kiss. While they kissed, Bucky slipped the buttons on their own jeans open and pushed them down before doing the same on Clint's. But now... Clint pleaded as they parted for breath, and Bucky pulled him there almost immediately, leaving their jeans in a pile by the door. Tell me what you like, Bucky breathed between pushing Clint into the mattress and climbing over him to continue to pepper kisses over his neck and shoulders. Clint bit his lip, looking up at them. You promised to fuck me multiple times. Yeah, I did. Bucky brushed a kiss on Clint's jaw, but I think I'd rather save that for later. Then tell me what you like. I'm open to a lot of things. Clint tilted his head a little, both to get a better look at Bucky and so they could reach more of his neck. I'd suck that pretty dick of yours. Bucky breathed against Clint's neck, making him choke despite the fact that they were already lying in his bed, mostly naked. You haven't even seen my dick yet. How do you know it's pretty? He said, trying to distract from the fact that he was already almost painfully hard under Bucky. I made an educated guess. They chuckled, putting most of their weight on their legs so they could push their hand into Clint's boxes. Fuck, Bucky! Clint moaned as Bucky slowly palmed him between their own legs. Yeah? They asked, with a teasing tone and expression. Should I take this as yes to the whole sucking your dick thing? I would love that. Clint barely managed to bring it out. But at the same time, he sat up a little, trailing a hand over Bucky's chest and stroking a thumb over the nipple. And now it was Bucky who bit their lip nervously. Bucky nodded, pulling the hand back and sitting back between Clint's knees so they could free his length from the worn fabric of his boxers. They hummed. That truly is a very pretty dick. Bucky wrapped the hand around Clint and lightly ran the thumb over the tip, making Clint moan quietly again. You can make very pretty sounds. Let me... Clint all but whined, trying to reach Bucky's crotch as they moved so they could brush a kiss to his tip. You good with your left? Bucky asked, half teasing, half worried. I've never been so happy to be ambidextrous. Clint chuckled and patted the mattress on his left. Come here. Bucky smiled, letting go of Clint and shifting so they lay on Clint's left side and could easily reach both his chest and his dick. While they moved, Bucky pushed his boxers down all the way. Bucky did the same before laying the head on Clint's thigh and looking over his body. You're so pretty. Have you seen yourself? Clint chuckled, running his hand along Bucky's side and resting it at their hip. You're gorgeous. Bucky sat up again, pulling the blanket they were lying on together and using it as a cushion to stay in a comfortable position before they brushed a kiss to the side of Clint's dick. This good for you? Clint asked, dropping the teasing tone for a moment until Bucky nodded. This is perfect. they said, pressing their lips around his tip. Clint moaned loudly, trailing his hand down and wrapping his fingers around their length. As he did so, slowly starting to stroke them, Bucky grinned around him, quickly flicking their tongue over his tip before taking him in deeper. They quickly riled each other up, with Clint moving his hand in a quick rhythm and playing with Bucky's hair as they altered between taking him in deep and teasing him with clever flicks of their tongue. When Clint was nearing the edge, barely managing to keep his hand moving in an even rhythm and to keep his hip from bucking up, Bucky moved their hand up his chest, tracing a few concentric circles around his right nipple before pinching it lightly. "Buck, I'm gonna... I can't." Clint brought out, his free leg twitching as he tried to cling to the edge. But Bucky just nodded, turning the head a little and stroking their thumb over Clint's nipple harder, and Clint spilled his load with a loud moan. "Fuck, Bucky, I..." For a short moment, they kept going, stroking their hands soothingly over Clint's chest. Then Bucky pulled off, taking a tissue Clint had managed to snatch from the nightstand. "Don't stop," they breathed, their voice a little hoarse. "I've got you," Clint promised a little shakily, guiding Bucky to lay their head on his stomach so he could reach their neck and chest. Bucky moaned, turning to his back but keeping an eye on Clint. That was until Clint turned his wrist just the right way, giving Bucky that little bit more traction they needed. They dropped their head back, barely making a sound, but falling apart just as much as Clint had a moment before. "So pretty when you come," Clint smiled, running a hand through their hair. "I could watch you like that forever. Give me a moment to..." Bucky chuckled tiredly, resting the head on Clint and staring at the ceiling. "All the time you need," Clint promised, grabbing a few more tissues to clean up. "But how about you come here, so I can hold you properly?" "What about your cake?" Bucky asked as they scooted up to lay next to Clint. The archer looked over to the alarm clock on his nightstand and tried to remember when he had put the cake in the oven. "I have a few minutes until I should check on it," he decided and pulled a blanket over them. "Just gotta try not to fall asleep." "Do you have a timer set?" Bucky asked, leaning into Clint's side and letting him pull them close. "Yeah, on my phone, but that's on all-time silent mode," Clint shrugged. "Right, that makes sense," Bucky nodded, brushing a kiss to his neck. "Guess we just gotta keep talking then, so we don't fall asleep." Clint traced his hand up Bucky's side and over their shoulder to their hair again. "You could tell me if you have plans tomorrow afternoon." "I thought you had plans tomorrow afternoon." Bucky raised an eyebrow and pushed himself up a little. "The whole potluck with your friends thing?" "Yeah, but..." Clint hesitated for a moment, blushing a little. "My friends are all either dating each other or bringing their partners, so if you want it..." "None of them have ever met me," Bucky muttered, and their voice was shy and worried now. "Are you worried that you wouldn't like them?" Clint asked carefully. "Or that they wouldn't like you?" Bucky didn't answer directly, but the way they blushed and hid their face already told Clint everything he needed to know. He chuckled fondly and turned a little in their direction. "You don't have to come. We literally just met. But if you want to, I'm sure they'd love you. My friends are like me, a little weird, a lot chaotic. But once you get to know them a little, they're warm and welcoming and loyal." "I don't know if I'm ready for that," Bucky admitted. "I'm not good with a lot of new people." "You don't have to decide right now." Clint rested his arm on the blanket over both of them. "You can change your mind 5 minutes before and I'll still take you or go alone, depending on what you want. And if you do decide to come with me and it gets too much, pretty much everyone there would get that. We've all left a party without telling anyone except for a text at some point." Bucky nodded thoughtfully. "I'll think about it." "Did I scare you off?" Clint asked worriedly. This time, Bucky chuckled fondly. "No, we could be dating for months and I would still be hesitant to meet new people." "Okay," Clint smiled. "I get that." He wanted to say more, but as he opened his mouth, Bucky sat up and tilted his head as if they heard something. "I think your phone is going off," they said, already getting up and walking to the door, probably following the sound. They picked up Clint's jeans and pulled his phone from the pocket. "It's a timer for the cake." Clint had followed them, unhappy about having to let go of them. "Stupid cake," he muttered, but pushed Bucky's jeans away with one foot, grabbed a bathrobe, and went to the kitchen to check on the oven. As soon as he opened the door, the smell of cinnamon, nutmeg, ginger, and clove wafted into the bedroom, And once he opened the oven, it got even stronger, flooding the apartment with a cloud of Christmas. That smells so good. Maybe I have to come with you just so I can get a chance to taste that. Bucky said as they walked into the kitchen where Clint was just setting the cake on a rack to cool. I'd save you a piece if you don't want to come, Clint promised, pulling the oven mitts off and turning to Bucky. He tilted his head, taking in Bucky who had pulled over his hoodie. You look good in my clothes. I could get used to that side too. Bucky handed him his phone, the screen showing a new contact labeled That Hot Barista and containing a phone number and address. Are you leaving? Clint asked surprisedly, but before he could start to spiral about it, Bucky kept his face, leaning up for a quick kiss. No, Bucky said it calmly. If you don't mind, I'll even stay overnight. Just thought we should exchange numbers and you may want to know where I live too. Clint couldn't help the bright smile spreading over his face, and he closed the distance between Bucky and him, resting his hands on their hips. Buck, he asked with almost childlike glee, does that mean we're dating now? You have yet to make me that dinner you promised, Bucky teased for a moment, but then they pulled Clint closer with an arm around his neck and kissed him. Yes, I would love that. Clint cupped their face, taking in their expression, and kissed them again. He blushed and chuckled again, and he traced his thumb over their cheek for a moment while he watched Lucky sleep on the couch. This is really not how I expected today to end when I woke up this morning. When I left the house 12 hours ago, I definitely didn't expect to have a boyfriend the next time I came home, especially not such a pretty one. Bucky agreed, leaning against Clint and pushing him against the counter again. This is a lot better than anything I could have ever imagined.